إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ به من شر أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فلا مضل ومن يضل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي وخلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبعث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق حديث كتاب الله تعالى وخير هدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار Indeed, all praise belongs to Allah, the Most High. We thank Him and we seek His aid and we seek His forgiveness and we seek refuge with Him from the evil of ourselves and from our bad actions. Whoever Allah guides, then there's no one who can mislead Him. And whoever Allah causes to go astray, then there's no one to guide Him. I bear witness that there is no deity except Allah who is unique and without partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad is His worshiper and His messenger. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him and his family and his companions and those who follow them with good intentions until the day of judgment. O you who believe, fear Allah as he should be feared and don't die except as Muslims. And O mankind, be careful of your duty to your Rabb who created you from a single soul and from it created its mate. And from the two of them spread forth many men and many women. Be careful of your duty to Allah whom you demand your mutual rights and be careful of your duty to the wombs that bore you. Indeed, Allah is al-Rakib over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and always speak the truth. He will cause your deeds to be beneficial and He will forgive for you your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His messenger, then he has truly achieved a tremendous accomplishment. For indeed, the best speech is the book of Allah and the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad and the most evil of all affairs are newly invented matters which has no precedence in Islam. And indeed, all innovations are astray and each astray is in the hellfire. O Allah, save us from it. O Allah, accept our dua. As Allah says in the Quran, in the translation, do you not see that to Allah bows down in worship all things that are in the heavens and earth, the sun, the moon, the stars and the hills, the trees and the animals, and a great number among mankind. And many there are against whom chastisement has become necessary, and whomever Allah abases, there is none who can make him honorable. Surely Allah does what he pleases. And that's from Surah Al-Hajj, and it's Ayat 18. Allah says that the seven heavens declare his glory, and the earth too, and those who are in them. And there is not a single thing but glorifies him with his praise, but you do not understand the glorification. Surely he is the forbearing and forgiving. And from Al-Isra, Ayat 44. And whatever is in the heavens and whatever is in the earth declares the glory of Allah, and He is the mighty, the wise. And that's from Surah Al-Saf, and that's from Ayat 1 in Surah Al-Saf. And also, Abu Sayyid Al-Khudri, radiallahu anhu, reported that the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, said, the entire earth has been made a place of prayer, except the graveyards and the washrooms. Again, the entire earth has been made a place of prayer, except for graveyards and the washrooms, or in our modern day language, bathrooms. You know, and so when we look at, and that's from Tirmidhi, a hadith, when we look at how small we are in comparison to creation, it's humbling. And we see how Allah tells us that all of the things, all of the creation, all of the heavens from the, all in the universe, the trees, the animals, everything gives praises to Allah. But when we look at, again, how small man is in comparison to all of creation, you know, we should be humbled. We should be humbled. But for some of us, we get arrogant. You know, we get verification of all the things in the heavens and earth that they bow down in some form or fashion to Allah. And again, it makes us realize our place, our place. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated that the sun and the moon, the stars, the hills, the trees, and the animals, and he says a great number among mankind submit. And that's a qualifier, a great number among mankind submits. Interestingly, it is said that this great number, and not all of mankind submits. It shows that some of us will consistently rebel against our own nature, because Allah has made us to have a nature. And those things that are inconsistent with what Allah says that we should be about or what we should be doing, that's a form of rebelling against your nature. And as Allah says, that Shaitan will make their desires fair seeming to them. You know, so the Shaitan will basically just have you change your very nature. And so we have to look at, because a lot of times we will desire certain things that are inconsistent with what Allah wants for us. And again, that's a form of rebellion. And when Allah says that whoever is abased, then none can make them honorable. And when we look at the word abased or to be abased, it means to belittle or degrade, you know. And so when Allah belittles you or degrades you, no one can make you whole except Allah. And that's what we have to accept. That's the submission that we have to accept. You know, when Allah abases you, none can bring you back. You know, just as we are sheltering in place due to the pandemic, are we asking Allah to relieve us of this trial? Or are we only dependent on the scientists and the medical professionals? You know, we have to ask Allah. We have to, you know, ask Allah. Just like brother was mentioning how when we have a drought, when people have a drought, the Muslims pray for rain. We petition Allah for rain. And so in during this pandemic, we have to individually and collectively petition Allah for relief from this. I call it the pandemic pause. Allah is giving us this trial to just show that he is still in control of all things. And if it is to be relieved, no matter what form of vaccine is taking place, what no matter what form of medicine, what no matter what form of herd immunity or anything, it is by the will of Allah that this trial will be relieved from us. You know, so we have to look at, we questioning the efficacy of vaccines, you know, but do we take the spiritual vaccine that Allah has prescribed for us? And that's remembrance of Allah. Because he says that in regards to the heart, everything will rust. He says, but there's a morsel of flesh that the remembrance of Allah will remove the rust from the heart. And so once we use this time to remove the rust from Allah, from our hearts, excuse me, we must be able to look at ways of serving Allah and remembering Allah in all the things that we do, in the work that we do, in the time that we're spending with our families, in the time that we are serving humanity, if we're doing some type of volunteer effort. And giving kind words can be a form of charity as well. So we have to utilize this time to recognize that, you know, this is a trial from Allah. You know, when Allah relieves us of this trial, will we just go on as normal? We just go on as if we controlling things? Brothers and sisters, we have to use this time to ponder our very existence. You know, we have to use this time to increase our worship. You know, we must be of those that recognize that this is a trial. So we have to be humble. We have to live humble. You know, let us increase our prayers during this time. Let us increase our fasting during this time. You know, let us increase our charity during this time. For when we read about the people of the past, when we read about all of the people of Musa alayhi salam, when we read about the people of Lot, the prophet Lut, you know, when we read about the people of the Ad and the Thamud, you know, we say, well, how could they not have saw this, you know, as a trial from Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala? You know, we look at it and we look at it as a form of a fiction. But now we see that this is real, that Allah can shut this whole thing down if he wants to. And he's done it, did it all over the world. And what we have to recognize, that how different are we from the people of the past? How different are we from the people who rejected the signs of Allah? Because again, man's nature doesn't change that much through time. A thief yesterday is still a thief today. A liar in the past is still a liar today. A person who is engaging in behaviors that are inconsistent with Islam in the past 1,000 years are still the same as those who engage in behaviors that are inconsistent with Islam today. You know, so we have to look at, again, reading the stories of the people of the past and be able to get a reminder from them. Get a reminder from them, you know, because they didn't take heed. And we want to be of those who take heed. And in closing, Allah says, and remember also the Ad and the Thamud people. Clearly, we will appear to you from the traces of their buildings, their fate. In other words, the remnants of the people of the past are still here for us to witness today. The evil one made their deeds alluring to them. Shaitan made their deeds alluring to them and kept them back from the path, the Sirat al-Mustaqim, though they were gifted with intelligence and skills. Because you hear people say all the time that we have the most intelligent people at this time. We're the most scientifically advanced at this time. But as Allah says, if you're that smart, then make a fly. Make a fly. And if a fly took something from you, you couldn't get it back. And again, we have to be of those who are remembering Allah. We have to be of those, and please, brothers and sisters, remain safe. Don't just engage in religiosity and just gather in an unsafe fashion. Just, again, keep your wits among you. Keep your wits about you. And be of those who recognize the importance of science, but also recognize that Allah is above all things. He is all-knowing. As we say, Allahu Alam, Allah knows all things. Scientists don't know everything. And so there's a role for the scientists, but also there's a role for the humble among us. If I've said anything that's inconsistent with what Allah has said in the Quran and the Prophet ﷺ has role modeled for us, then I take full responsibility for that as influenced by the shaitan. And if I've said anything in which you have gained some insight, as always, all praise belongs to Allah. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. Our Lord, take us not to task if we forget or fall into error. Our Lord, lay not on us a burden such as you did lay on those who have gone before us. Our Lord, lay not on us a burden which we do not have the power to bear, and overlook our faults and forgive us and have mercy on us. You are our guardian and grant us a victory against those who are unbelievers. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Peace be upon you and the mercy of Allah and his blessings.